Actor and producer Jada Pinkett Smith is expanding her on-screen presence. From the early 90s in A Different World.
Understand that I'm here just trying to get an education. I'd rather be here than out on the corner doing absolutely nothing, ending up with a city job.
To the hit comedy Girls Trip.
How much did she drink?
Why have you forsaken me, baby Jesus?
She's been all over TV and movie screens for decades. Now you can add laptop and smartphone screens to the list. Jada Pinkett Smith is hosting Red Table Talk on Facebook Watch with her mother, Adrienne Banfield Norris, and her daughter, Willow Smith. We should mention Facebook is an NPR underwriter. This season, they've explored complex and emotional topics, mental health, racism, relationships, and yeah, even her own marriage to fellow superstar Will Smith.
I was much more conscious of public perception than Jada.
Yeah.
Right? There was an idea
I was trying to live up to an idea for him.
Right.
Jada Pinkett Smith joined me from our studios in New York, and she told me her desire to open up started with the candid conversation she was having with other women in her life.
I was like, why don't we talk like this more often? Like, why is it such a secret, like, right. of what people go through? And so I was like, I really want to create conversation where people don't have to feel like they're alone, and whatever pieces individuals can take with them to make whatever changes they might feel is necessary for more happiness, more joy, more peace. I want to be part of that journey.
But it does stand in such contrast. There will be many people out there who are like, I thought Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith, they're like these super private people.
Yeah.
So what was the decision to say, I'm going to put it out for millions of people to see and hear?
People have a lot of romantic and fantasy ideas around relationships. And, you know, considering the powerful journey that Will and I have been taking together, I really thought it was important to shatter, you know, whatever facade had been out there. And now that I'm older and with all the work that I've done, I feel like I have the capacity to be more transparent. And luckily enough, so is my family. Yeah. So just because there's certain things that we talk about on the red table doesn't mean that we don't have boundaries, but I don't see the necessity to hold on to knowledge of certain experiences that we've had.
We see the different generational perspectives at play in all the episodes, but it was particularly notable the episode with diversity educator Jane Elliott.
Yeah.
You and your mom talk about growing up in different eras as black women in this country. And the focus was really the dynamic between black women and white women.
Mm-hmm.
And your mom had particular views on this. Your mom admitted to having her own, as we all do, her own biases.
Yep, definitely.
I remember growing up and not being able to go to downtown and try on hats, and we couldn't go to the bowling alley and to get ice cream. We couldn't sit at the counter. It still bites.
She had to experience very different things than what Willow and I have had to experience.
Yeah. What's it like? How old is Willow?
Willow is 18 now.
She's 18. Oh, man. She's a young lady. And she brings her own wisdom.
She does.
I imagine you two seem very close anyway, but have there been things that are said at the red table where you're like, oh, I did not know that that's where you were at on that?
The idea that even though Willow hasn't had the same experiences as my mother, that some of her views were pretty similar. They had this concept as if it's not our responsibility as women of color to educate white women, the idea being, well, they need to educate themselves. And that's true, too. But at the same time, I do believe that we as women of color have to have a certain openness in having conversations to help white women understand our experience.
Is there a particular episode that was revelatory to you? Is there one that just hit you in your gut, taught you something you didn't know?
I think the episode on loss. You know, I had literally lost a friend on that tape day.
A friend died?
A friend died literally before we started taping that day.
Oh, no.
And in that particular episode, I got to learn, you know, about some struggles Willow had been going through.
It was just so crazy, and I was just, like, plunged into this, like, black hole. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, cutting myself.
What?
Yeah, and doing crazy things.
Really? When were you cutting yourself? I didn't see that part.
Totally lost my sanity for a moment there.
Wow.
So I lost a friend, but I also gained some really deep insight about love and child rearing. And that was that, you know, we can't always be with our children in their darkest moments, but that if we pour as much love as we can into them, that love remains and that love can help pull them through. And at the Red Table, that's what we try to share.
Are there some topics you haven't wanted to tackle at the Red Table?
Not necessarily not wanting to tackle, but figuring out how to tackle them.
Right. Can you give me an example of one that's been vexing you that you'd like to do?
There's you know, like a couple of topics on infidelity. You know, we're looking at different doctors and different specialists to come and talk about infidelity, you know, and how to actually produce it and who will be willing to come and talk about experiences
right.
of infidelity.
That's tough.
It's tough. It's tough. And it's sensitive, you know. There's far more complex explanations mm-hmm. than, you know, men who don't know how to control themselves and blah, 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 blah. So
I've listened to that blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, no. I think we have a very interesting perspective about it, and I think that it'll be a fiery show, to say the least.
Jada Pinkett Smith is the creator, one of the hosts of Red Table Talk on Facebook Watch. Jada, thank you so much. It was such a pleasure.
Thank you. This was wonderful. Mm-hmm.